Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial.
And welcome back to Talk Louisiana. I'm Stephanie Regal, sitting in for Jim Engster today. And joining us now for the fourth segment of the program, we're going to switch gears away from state politics to a visit with Randy Roussel to talk about art and writing and photography and publishing. Randy is a well-known real estate attorney here in Baton Rouge with Phelps Dunbar, but he's also a noted photographer and author. And over the past 5 years, Randy has taken to self-publishing. His first two books came out in 2014, both beautiful collections of Louisiana landscapes, architecture, some of Randy's favorite places. In the fall of 2017, he published a really special book, Heavy Air and Sweet Cane, which was sort of a history of the river parishes, a history of the Roussel and Haydell families, and also his own personal memoirs of growing up in the river parishes and along the river road, the places that he loved so much. Beginning October 1st, his fourth book called Alluvial will come out. And I don't know, Randy, I think Alluvial is some of the, it may be some of the most beautiful photographs yet, really just a spectacular collection of work there, with shorter essays than in Heavy Air and Sweet Cane. Was very heavy on the writing and the memoirs, which were so lovely. But these are shorter essays. You cover like 12 topics in there, special places to you. When did you get into photography, and what motivates you?
So I've always had an interest in photography, and I guess with the internet and digital platforms, it's easier to share your photographs. So I started sharing them maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And one of the people I shared with said, look, we ought to compile all these photographs into a book. So looking at photo books on Baton Rouge, there were a lot of books on historical homes and a lot of books on sports, you know, LSU football, baseball, Southern, but not really any books dealing with the culture of Baton Rouge. You know, what does it look like to live in Baton Rouge? What would you see? What would you enjoy? So I got on my bike, and I rode around Baton Rouge and up and down the River Road and carried my camera on each bike ride and started photographing what I saw, and then compiled those as my first two books. And I broke them into two books for two reasons. One is the practicality of printing and how you bind a book. If it gets to be too big, it's more expensive to bind. And then divided it between actual Baton Rouge versus the areas around Baton Rouge, sort of the Felicianas and going down to Iberville Parish and those areas.
Now, you grew up on the River Road in St. John the Baptist Parish? Is that where your family was?
Family's from St. James Parish.
St. James Parish.
I grew up in Destraham, which is St. Charles Parish.
All right. So, right. All
but
around.
My grandparents lived in St. John, so it's all really one big community.
But the River Road really speaks to you. I mean, that is sort of like the source of your inspiration, reading your essays. That's where this all springs from, really.
That's correct. My, you know, the first, you know, John Roussel came to Louisiana in the 1720s, and he got property on the river, and then every generation after that has always lived along the River Road. So it's not only where I grew up, it's where my parents grew up, where my grandparents grew up. So all these places along the river have some association to either our family activities or our history.
Mm-hmm. And you sort of chronicled all of that, and in your third book, Heavy Air and Sweet Cane, George Morris from The Advocate wrote a beautiful story about it when it came out in late 2017. And you sold out of those books, didn't you? I mean, that was very well received here. It came out in time for Christmas. Local shops picked it up.
Yeah, yes, I did. It was I did a limited printing, and I numbered the books, and within 2 months, I sold out all the books, and I did a second printing for those people who wanted copies of the book, but were not able to get them because we sold out.
So and that's quite good, and that's what motivated you to come out with Alluvial.
Well, so my first two books sold out as well, and I get calls from people who have visitors come to Baton Rouge, and they want to give them something to remember Baton Rouge, and I don't have any more of the first books, so I was asked to reprint them. Well, my I think my knowledge of graphic design, photography, presentation has evolved since 2014. Mm-hmm. As you do the first book and you look at it, you believe, like, I should have done something a little different. I could do this a little better. So Alluvial is sort of in response to that. Not wanting to duplicate the first book completely, I sort of broadened the scope. So it's from Baton Rouge to New Orleans, and different things that define this area, not only geographically but culturally. So I have a section on, you know, hunting and fishing, because that's a big part of the life.
Indeed.
I have a section on music, because that's a big part of the culture here.
Sure.
And this it's just an expansion of, and hopefully a better presentation of my first two books.
They certainly have become more sophisticated as you have evolved. 297-5633 or 1-877-217-5757 if you'd like to ask Randy Roussel about self-publishing, because it is not easy, and it is expensive as well, right? I mean, and it's hard to get into the major book chains, especially at a time when the publishing world is shrinking and going digital.
That's correct. The fun part of this project is, you know, riding around, seeing the sunsets, you know, the geography, you know, the trees, and taking the photographs. That's the fun part. The hard part of this project is the business aspect of it. First off, you start off with 500 pictures, and you have to pare it down to 100. So which ones are better than the other, which ones are repeating themes? That's sort of hard, because you like all your photographs, so you have to reduce it. I hired a graphic designer who mm-hmm. works at the University of Colorado Press. Sort of fortuitous the way I got to know him, and he does this sort of as a hobby. He's never been to Louisiana, always wants to come, and he finds the photographs interesting because it's so different from Colorado and what he experiences. So he helps me pare down the photographs, and he's a very good graphic designer. But he works by the hour, and so I pay him to do that. So that's an additional expense that you have. I looked for the first two books into publishing with UL Press, University of Mississippi Press, LSU Press. All of them turned me down without ever seeing the book. Because they said they're not really promoting photo books, or as they call them, coffee table books,
right,
unless you are a well-known person. They said the market has gotten to be very competitive with digital, mm-hmm. and they just weren't interested in the concept. It wasn't the quality. It wasn't the topic.
But they just don't take on someone who's right. And how do you get to be well-known if you can't get your book published, right? I mean, it's sort of one of those catch-22s.
Exactly. So what I did for the first book is I went to Barnes & Noble and looked at every photo book that was there, who published it, whether it was LSU Press, Pelican, River Road. I also looked where it was printed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also looked at some publications done by the Baton Rouge Area Foundation and found out where they were printed. Through those contacts, I realized that everybody is printing books in China or Korea. So then I found a local publisher, printer really,
okay.
That had contacts in China and Korea. And there's certain specifications that has to be a certain type of ink to be sold in the U.S. and various requirements such as that. So working through the printer, who's actually based in Louisville, Kentucky, printed the books. So the cost to print the books in China or Korea is about 20% of what it would be to print. So I can get five printed.
Wow. Printed in the U.S.
The same price as one. The problem is you have to do a minimum order of 500. Right. And you do them in increments of 500.
Okay.
Talk to one of the printers about, can you do 700? And they said, no, we press start. It prints 500 in a couple of minutes,
yeah.
and binds them, and then we set them. So they do them in 500 increments. So you have to have a commitment to to have the size. Most of the printers want 50% down, and then 50% when they're actually printed. I ship them by boat to package them and send them over here. It takes about 6 weeks. It's about $1 a book.
Wow.
If I were to Federal Express it, it would be about $6 a book. So once again, I'm trying to have a profit margin, and there's a top price on which you can charge for a book. And then, so if you take the printing costs, the shipping costs, the graphic design costs, and you want a profit, a bookseller is going to want a commission. It's a very competitive, very tight business, so you have to watch all your costs.
So you have to be a successful lawyer to be able to do it, which is a little bit discouraging because there are so many people out there that would love to get into this that have a passion, and it's a shame that this is kind of what we've come down to in the publishing world today. I guess the flip side is that with the internet and digital, there are opportunities for people just to put their stuff out there. But yours is certainly very beautiful. Robert Travis Scott's still in the studio with us, and he's holding up the beautiful pictures for us to see. Manresa, River Road Landscapes. Randy, congratulations. The Alluvial book will be out beginning October 1st at Cottonwood Books and maybe online. I'm Stephanie Regal. Jim will be back tomorrow on Talk Louisiana. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day.